watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Third and final hour of this show today, this Thursday, April 24th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck or Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network with my voice going out. Hopefully we'll make it through this third hour. Been talking a lot, been giving a lot of information out to people. After the show yesterday, had a lot of things happen, a lot of things we're working on. And again, a road trip today, all the way up to Sault Ste. Marie and back home. But we're going to get lots of stuff done. Looking forward to being on the road again. Got a text message from Robert in Sheboygan, and I agree with him totally on this. He says, the Line 5 pipeline project is just the beginning with federal lands, which will be opened up for exploration and harvesting of minerals. I responded, I said, that may be Trump's agenda at the federal level because it is federal lands, but it's not part of the Enbridge tunnel project. All they're wanting to do is drill through that bedrock of the Straits of Mackinac. I believe, if the story I remember is correct, I think it's 20-foot diameter. This machine will bore through the rock. And then they're going to encase that hole with concrete. And then that's where the pipeline materials and many other things are going to be run through it, both from the Lower Peninsula up into the UP, as well as the Enbridge products coming from the UP down through to the Lower Peninsula. Now, I was talking to a couple of energy people. And they're talking about fiber optic high-speed internet cables as well as electricity cables. And based on where it's landing, I believe that's part of the electric co-op grid we have in Northwest Michigan. I'm not sure if that's Great Lakes Energy or PIEG, Cloverland. It could be possibly a group of them are going to be able to provide electricity up to the UP. And I think that would be a great thing. Honestly, I think we need 3-4 nuclear power plants in the UP. We need 20 of them down in the Lower Peninsula. Hydrogen production, whatever. I don't care. All of the above. We need more electricity in the grid, and we need more propane in the supply chain. And if there's minerals up in the UP, I want those mining jobs. I want those truck driving jobs. We have a huge mining industry on the west end of the UP, logging, all kinds of minerals? Absolutely. Drill, baby, drill. Dig, baby, dig. Drive them in those trucks. You betcha. We've got so much absolute raw materials in this state between our fresh water and all the raw materials that we have. We could basically be self-sufficient in getting raw materials to our manufacturers right here in our own state. Absolutely love it. Increase the supplies on everything. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We're going to get back to Lansing and then Washington, D.C. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Gunsmith and Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Randy over in Sheboygan, again, texting me, "Hey, Trucker, can I send a check to that P.O. box in Elk Rapids?" Yes. Michigan Broadcasters, LLC, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. And then, Randy, I sent you the link information. The whole story is there. If you want to click on it and share it with others, just forward that text message to them. Greatly appreciate it. Washington will wait until the next half hour because more things coming through Lansing. You guys remember Carl the Barber down in Owosso? You remember Frisky Farm Market on US 31 just south of Charlevoix in Atwood the Adorable? By the way, if you haven't been to their new store, I highly recommend you go there, especially this spring, this summer. That store is phenomenal. All of the product, all of the produce, all the apples, the vegetables, everything that's in the store is locally grown by local farmers in Northwest Michigan. And all the other knickknacks and all of the little trinkets that they have in the store, a lot of them are made right here in Michigan. It's the most pro-Michigan business store I've seen in a long time. Well, a barber and a bistro owner who were prosecuted for not following Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive orders during the China virus pandemic testified before the House Oversight Subcommittee on weaponization of state government yesterday. This is a new website that if you go to it, folks, it has this subcommittee listed there. MIOversight.com is the website. MI for Michigan, Oversight.com. If you have a suggestion, all you have to do is put in your name, your email address, your message, and you can attach PDFs, you can attach links, you can do whatever you want. Well, on that website, it says, we want to hear from you. Fill out this form if you have a suggestion that will help House Republicans investigate and bring accountability to state government. The oversight process will focus on the following areas. Number one, weaponization of state government. Number two, child welfare system. Number three, corporate subsidies and state investments. Number four, public health and food and safety. Number five, homeland security and foreign influence. And number six, state and local public assistance programs. MIOversight.com. Well, acting on their activities, House Oversight Subcommittee on Weaponization of State Government heard from Carl Menke, a barber who opened up his business despite directions not to, and also participated in Operation Haircut alongside Chair Angela Regas. Angela, before becoming elected state representative from Caledonia, Michigan, was a beautician. She cut hair. Well, her and Carl Menke and many others did Operation Haircut outside the state capitol. Carl told the subcommittee today that in all of his legal battles, he had to pay over $90,000 in legal fees while being prosecuted, on top of thousands of dollars in fines that he was charged by state government. Menke said his barbershop closed for the first few weeks after the initial lockdowns. But he had to open back up because he questioned whether the executive orders by Governor Gretchen Whitmer were constitutional or not. Menke said he would close his shop again if Jesus came and told him to do so, or if he was walked out in handcuffs. Well, after making that statement, one morning, a sheriff's deputy arrived at his door. And Mankey said, "You ain't Jesus." The deputy looked at Carl and said, "Carl, look at me. I love you." And then got in his car and drove away. Well, I felt then at that moment that I had a level of support that I had never known I had before. At that point, while I felt like I was standing alone, I was willing to do so. And found out that I was willing to stand alone, but I had others willing to stand with me. Well, eventually, a court ruling revealed that his barber's license had been reinstated. But Mankey told the subcommittee that he never received a hearing or even a notice that he had lost his license to begin with. He kept his barbershop open, was cutting hair for his customers, and didn't even realize that Lara had rescinded his barber's license. Well, Mankey continued to testify. He said, "During that whole period, I never criticized our governor for getting her hair done or for wanting to get her boat in the water in Elk Rapids, Michigan, or for visiting her sick father in Florida when we were all told not to travel. As a matter of fact, I praise her for this because she was acting in a normal way. She was practicing her inalienable rights, and I felt I had the right to do the same thing. For his involvement, participation in Operation Haircut, he was fined $6,000. And then he was fined another $1,500 when a television news segment showed that he had had his comb in his pocket while cutting hair and not in a sterilizer." Carl went on to say, "Yes, it should have been in a sterilizer. I understand that. But occasionally I have people come in my shop and they have a hairball stuck in their throat. And I use the comb as a tongue depressor," Mankey joked. So he's going to pull out an unsanitized comb out of his shirt pocket and use it as a tongue depressor because they have a hairball. Oh, God, this guy is funny. Well, another bistro owner, and many of us know about Marlena Pavlos Hackney. I actually went down and ate at her restaurant. So did Barb and Dave Ajima. She testified with her attorney about the time she spent in the Ingham County Jail for keeping her restaurant open despite restrictions and also turning away a health inspector. Hackney said that at one point she was slated to appear on the Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson show. But when Attorney General Dana Nessel caught wind of it, she asked her colleagues in an email if they knew her whereabouts and suggested that she be intercepted before she went on the air with Tucker Carlson. Hackney said one morning she left her house to go to a restaurant and had a strange feeling that she was being followed. She turned around and went back home, where she was arrested. In her statement, Nessel said the two individuals deliberately defied public safety directives and court orders at a time of fear and uncertainty. She noted that in both cases, Mankey and Hackney were flagged several times for violating the state's orders, but opted to go to court to fight the system, where they lost every step of the way. Even when they lost, the two continued to defy health and safety restrictions put in place to avoid the more rapid spread of the China virus. Of course, Nestle didn't say China virus. She said COVID-19. I refuse to say COVID-19. I call it what it is, the China virus. You don't like it? Too bad, Nestle. Yes, I replaced your words in your quote. Finally, Nestle said, when Michiganders across the state were making difficult sacrifices to protect the public health and the lives of the loved ones, these two would sacrifice nothing. They refused to implement any of the health or safety protocols, and in their total disregard for their community safety amidst a deadly global pandemic, represented the worst of us, Nestle said. Did you say this at the hearing? Because the MERS news story doesn't say anywhere in this story that she actually testified in front of this committee, but yet MERS News Service is giving quotes to her. I'm a little confused. I'll reach out to Kyle Milan and get clarification of that, and I will tell you guys tomorrow what he said. Well, here's the bottom line. Because of Speaker Matt Hall, with his 58-seat majority Republicans versus 52 Democrats in the state House, he has created these new committees. He's given the House Oversight Committee, Chairman Jay DeBoer, subpoena power. If you go to that website, mioversight.com, you will see the six subcommittees that are listed there. You can suggest investigations in those six areas listed on that website. They have subpoena power, and they're taking testimony from people regarding the weaponization of state government. I almost passed out when our attorney said, Randy, you could end up spending between $20,000 and $25,000 defending yourself against this Moran lawsuit. $90,000 Carl Mankey had to spend in legal fees to defend his rights to keep his barbershop open. Unbelievable. And then got hit with fines for cutting hair. Well, we got to fight this tyranny. We have to stand up to these people. Yes, we may have to spend some money defending ourselves in court, but we will stand up and fight. Appreciate the help. Text me legal. I'll send you the link. I'll send you the information. Washington, D.C., final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering